your Bibles and turn with us to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45. And while you are turning there, let me ask you, how many of you believe that God is fair? Let me see your hands. Oh, we're going to have fun tonight. Title of my message is, When It's Fair to Not Be Fair. When It's Fair to Not Be Fair. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture in Isaiah, verse 21. And the Bible says, Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me. I want to draw your attention to that last phrase, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, we praise you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, in this house again tonight. Father, how we pray thy blessings upon, God, this portion of thy service. Father, it's so important for us to hear the word and, God, to understand the word. Because, Lord, when we do, we understand you. Father, we ask you to take control tonight. I pray, Father, that you'll give me the ability to preach this in such a way that, God, everyone will understand, and, Lord, it will be a blessing. Pray, Father, that your will be done in every heart. And may we leave this house praising you and thanking you for, God, all you've done for us. Thou art a just God, a fair God. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen. I want you to do something before I even begin. You remember when you were in maybe the first grade or kindergarten? They tell you to put on your thinking cap. Well, and they do like this, you know, and you put it on. Put on your thinking cap, folks, because we're going to be talking about some things that I hope that I can get across that everybody will understand. If you don't, it won't be your fault. It will be my fault. So, okay, here we go. Oh, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. You know, We delight in the Lord. We delight because he is good. Amen? We delight because he is loving. We delight in him because he is just. Because, beloved, he is perfect in all of his ways. Amen? Amen. Now let me ask you. Folks, when we say that God is just, what do we mean? I mean, we love, beloved, to be treated justly, don't we? I mean, you know, what do we mean by that when we say we love to be treated justly? We mean, beloved, to be treated fairly, amen? Fairly. Now, I've noticed this, and I notice more things than y'all think I do, but I noticed that a lot of people use a certain phrase over and over and over. And the phrase is, it's not fair. That's not fair. I've heard that all my adult life. The other day we were watching the news, and Martha was watching, we were watching something about Hunter Biden and they getting $300 million and it being distributed to the family. And Martha was sitting there watching, all of a sudden she said, that's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, we all use that phrase, and we use it often. And beloved, my girls, when they were coming up, Tabby and Mandy and Rexanne, especially Rexanne, even to this day, will say, that's not fair. That's not fair. I've heard it. I mean, they'd be pulling out a doll and one of them get it away. That's not fair. That's not fair. Or else we'd break them up. You know, they'd be fighting and we'd break them up. And whichever one we thought was in the right, we'd say, okay, you take it and go. And they would say, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's the way it was at my house. But beloved, we say this because so much in this life is unjust. Is unjust. So much is not fair. I made the statement myself, and I stand by this. I cannot stand injustice. Boy, you want to get me upset. You let something be done and injustice be done. I can't stand it. I just can't. You see, we all want things to be fair. We all want, beloved, things to be just. Our God is a just God. And we love and we adore him for that. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 5 says, the just Lord is in the midst thereof, and he will not do iniquity. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 says, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Oh, listen. Our God is just. He is perfect in all of his ways. He is fair to everyone. Amen? Amen. Amen. But, what I told you, beloved, what if I told you that there was one time when God the Father seemingly was not fair. Seemingly was not fair. A time when, in fact, beloved, if we really look at it and we be honest, we all, beloved, want to say, that's not fair. That's not fair. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Chapter 53. Now, I'm sure y'all recognize this chapter. It is, beloved, that great prophecy of the coming Messiah. It was made by Isaiah, beloved, many, many years before Jesus was born. It's called, beloved, this chapter is called the chapter of the suffering servant. It paints such a picture of Jesus dying on the cross. Folks, what we see in this chapter is the bedrock of our faith. Because what we see is Jesus suffering and dying for our sins. Now, I'm going to read several verses in this chapter. And you think, as I'm reading this, does this sound fair? Does it sound fair? Listen to verse 4 in this chapter. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten and smitten of God and afflicted. Did you get that? Jesus bore our griefs. He bore our sorrows. He was smitten of God. Beloved, this is the one who never did anything wrong. This is the one who was perfect. The one who lived his life on this earth and never sinned, never spoke, beloved, an evil word or an evil thought or an evil deed did he do. But yet he was smitten of God. Now, don't answer this, but does that sound fair to you? Look at verse 5 in this chapter. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Listen to that. He was wounded for our transgressions. It's not us being wounded for our, it's him being wounded for our transgressions. He's bruised for our iniquities. He was chastened for our peace. Folks, all the wrath of God toward our sin was afflicted on Jesus. On Jesus. And we all say, that's not fair. That's not fair. Look at verse 6, the last part of verse 6. Listen to what it says. Verse 6. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Of us all. Why? Why is he bruised and wounded? Because God the Father laid all of our sins on him, beloved. Oh, listen, that's not fair, we cry. That's not fair. Look at verse 8, the last part. Last part. For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. Beloved, listen to what it says. Stricken, smitten by God until he died. Until he died. Why? Because, beloved, of what he did? No. Because of what I did. Because of what you did. He died. Now tell me, but don't tell me. Does that seem fair? Does that seem fair? Verse 9 tells us he was laid in the grave, beloved, with the rich because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Folks, an innocent man was laid in a tomb. He died and was laid in a tomb. A man who had done nothing wrong. And you got to see verse 10. Let me read verse 10 to you. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Did you get that? Listen, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to put him to grief. The Father, beloved, made his soul an offering for sin. Look at all of this. Look at all of this. Smitten of God, beloved. Wounded and bruised for our iniquities. Our sin laid on him by God. Taken, beloved. Given to die in our place by God. And only goes. Does any of this seem just to you? Does any of this seem fair to you? Folks, if we're honest, we're all tempted to cry out, oh no, that's not fair. That's not just. That's not fair. That's not fair. But wait a minute. God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. God is perfect all the time. Amen. God is just all the time. So how can we say, beloved, what God did to and allowed to happen to Jesus is not fair, is not just? In other words, what I'm asking is, how do we reconcile what happened to Jesus with a just, fair God? Folks, when is it fair? Listen to me now. When is it fair not to be fair? When is it fair not to be fair? Folks, it's fair not to be fair. Listen, when you are, when the one you are not being fair to or with agrees to it. Now think about that. When is it fair not to be fair? When the one you're not being fair to agrees to it. For example, suppose I had $300,000 and I called my three girls in and I told each one of them, I'm going to split this money between y'all. Don't tell your mama. I'm going to split it between y'all. And I'm going to give each one of you $100,000. And suppose Mandy and Tabby, they would never do this. But suppose they came to me afterward and they said, Daddy, that's not right. It's not fair. You shouldn't give us as much as you give Rexanne. Because Rexanne babysit us. Rexanne changed our diapers. Rexanne helped Mama so much, so much. Daddy, she's the oldest. You ought to give her $150,000 and give us each one $75,000. And I look at them and I said, are y'all sure? Are y'all, boy, this is really make-believe because they would never do this. Are y'all sure you want me to do this? And they said, yes, Daddy, yes. That's what you should do. That's fair. So that's what I do. I give Rexanne $150,000. I give them $75,000 apiece. Now suppose somebody from the outside got wind of this. Somebody who liked Tabby a whole lot. Somebody who liked Mandy a whole lot. Suppose, for example, Sarah. Mandy and Sarah are real good friends. Sarah got wind. And suppose Amy. Where's Amy? Suppose Amy got wind of it. And they would look, and from the outside, they would say, that's not fair. He ought to give $100,000 to each one. That's not, the preacher Rex is not fair. He's not fair. But it is fair because they agreed to it. Do you see what I'm saying? They agreed to it. So that makes it fair. That makes it fair. Now listen, folks, what the Father did and allowed to happen to Jesus was fair. It was fair because Jesus agreed to it. Listen, when he was there in that garden, beloved, and he looked into that cup that he had to drink, folks, he saw it all. He saw all that was going to happen. He saw, beloved, the beating he was going to take. He saw the crown of thorns. He saw, beloved, them driving the nails into his hands and his feet. He saw, beloved, the Father laying all the sins of the world on him. He saw the suffering. He saw the pain. He saw, beloved, his own death. He saw it. And he prayed. He prayed. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, thy will be done. And brethren, when he prayed that, he agreed. He agreed to the suffering and to the hurt and the pain. He agreed to it all. He agreed. Even as he hung on that cross, the Bible tells us he could have called 12 legions of angels to set him free, but he didn't do it. Why? Because he agreed, beloved, with God the Father. He agreed. He agreed. Why? Why did he agree? Beloved, he agreed because there was no other way for our sins to be taken away. He loved the Father and he loved you and me so much that he agreed, beloved, to go through that suffering. Do you see? God wasn't being unfair to Jesus. He wasn't being unjust to the Lord because Jesus agreed with all that the Father did, all that the Father allowed. It was the only way our sin debt could be paid. The only way we could be saved. That's why, beloved, it pleased the Father when Jesus was bruised. Because it was the only way. It was the only way. Oh, it may seem that the Father was unfair or unjust, but he was very just. He was very fair. And oh, our God is good. He is just. He is fair. He is fair. Now let me ask you, does God seem just and fair in his dealings with you? With you. It may surprise you to know, beloved, that there are probably people out there somewhere who don't believe that God is being just and fair with you. You say, what do you mean, preacher? How many of you have ever wronged somebody? I stick my hand up. I'm the first one. Now be honest. Wrong somebody. Maybe you told a lie on them. Maybe you told a bunch of lies on them. Maybe you hurt them, hurt their feelings, and I mean hurt their feelings really, really bad. Maybe you accused them of something that they didn't do, or maybe, beloved, it's something really bad that you did to them before you got saved. And they've been waiting. They've been watching for God to get you back. For God to get you. I can hear them now. Oh, if God is fair, God will get them for that. And they've been watching. But they look at you and they see you going to church. They see you serving the Lord. They see you, you know, living a good life. Got a husband or a wife that you love and children and you know you're doing great. They see it and they think to themselves, God is not just. God doesn't seem just because God hasn't punished you. But what's happened is this. God has dealt with you in mercy. Dealt with me. In mercy. Did you know, beloved, that God is a God of mercy? Listen to this. Folks, mercy isn't just. It isn't just. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Not getting what you deserve. Well, preacher, they deserve punishment for what they did to me. They deserve hurt like I was hurt. They deserve to suffer like I did. They deserve death and hell for what they did to me. It's not fair, preacher. It's not fair for them not to be punished for their sin. If it's not fair, then you better thank God, beloved, he's not fair. Because every one of us need his mercy. Every one of us need his mercy. Because chances are the one, beloved, who feels that way for you deserve worse than you do. In fact, beloved, they deserve worse for their unforgiveness to you. For their unforgiveness. But it don't seem fair, preacher. Listen, it may not seem fair, but the fact is, it is fair. It is fair. Listen. Mercy, beloved. And somebody said, preacher, how do you figure that? Mercy is extended to us because of what Jesus did. Now, I want you to let that sink in. Folks, he suffered for our sin. He bore our guilt. He paid, beloved, for what we have done. So what God, beloved, so that God could be merciful to us.
to us.
Now, if Jesus has already suffered for the wrong I've done, if I suffer for it again, is that fair? If I go to hell for it, is that fair? No. No. Because it's already been paid, amen? It's already, how do I illustrate this? Hey, I owe a debt to Paul. I owe him $1,000. I give him $1,000. Linda owes him $1,000. Don't get this thing right. But she can't pay it. So I give it to her. I give it to him. Does he have a right to get $1,000 from her? No. No. Hey, I hurt that person. Jesus paid for it. Amen? He paid for it. So, beloved, if God would make me suffer for what I did then, it's already paid for. That wouldn't be fair. Amen? It would not be fair. But because Jesus paid it, hey, he can deal with me in mercy, amen, and not give me what I deserve, which is death and hell and suffering and suffering. Y'all following me? Okay. All right. Would it be fair for Jesus to suffer for my sin and then God turn around and make me suffer too? No, no. When God extends mercy to me and you, he is being just. He is being just. He is being fair. Somebody says, preacher, what about reaping and sowing? Don't we reap what we sow? Oh, yes, we do. We do. But, beloved, even then, we don't get what we deserve. Because you know what we deserve? Hell. We deserve the torments of hell, beloved. And we don't get what we deserve. Listen, for that lie that you told on someone, you deserve hell. For that pain that you caused, you deserve hell. We deserve hell. For that bad thing that we did to someone, we deserve hell. Oh, but God in his mercy doesn't give us what we deserve because of what Jesus did on that cross. On that cross. What about grace? God is merciful. God is a God of grace. What about grace? Is that fair? Is that fair? Is it fair for me to go to heaven? To live eternally? Is it fair for me to have joys unspeakable? To dwell in the most beautiful city you've ever seen or ever will see, beloved? Is it fair, beloved, for me to be wrapped in his arms forever and to enjoy all the wonders of heaven? Sure don't seem fair. Don't seem fair for God to give me all of that after what I have done in my life. Don't seem fair. But again, it's fair and it's just because of what Jesus did for us. Listen, Jesus took my hell. He took your hell. He took my punishment. He took your punishment. He took my separation from God and your separation. He took it. Beloved, if Jesus took my hell, if Jesus took my punishment, if Jesus took my what else did I say? I forgot. My if he took it all, what's left for her? Huh? Nothing but heaven. If he took you to hell, beloved, there's nothing left but heaven, amen? And that's what he did. He took all, beloved, that we were due. And so what's left? God says, here it is. That beautiful city. Everlasting life. Joy is unspeakable. That's all that's left for you. Because Jesus took all those bad things for you. Woo! That's shouting ground. Woo! Listen. Listen. God is just. He's just. He's fair. Aren't you glad he is? Aren't you glad he is? Listen, it may not seem right or just or fair to some, but it is right. It is just. It is fair because God is just. God is fair. I got to quit hitting this thing. Aren't you glad? He is fair to you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you are so glad that Jesus, a God, is fair. But if you're not saved, you don't want him to be fair with you. Because, beloved, that means hell. That means torment in the lake of fire. That's fair for the unbeliever. For the unbeliever. But despite what you want, praise God, listen. He is just in all things. He is just to you, Christian. And because he is, you are under his mercy. You are under his amazing grace. And heaven is your eternal home. You cannot beat that with a stick. I want you to stand with me, bow your heads, close your eyes. God is just. No one can look at God and say, you are unfair. No one. No one. Because he's just, you have mercy. Because he's just, you, Christian, you have grace, and heaven is your home. Father, have your way right now. May we all come to thee with thankful hearts, praising you and thanking you that our God is a just God, that our God is a fair God, and because he is, Father, all of heaven is ours. We praise you. We thank you. And we give you all glory. Father, have thy way in this invitation. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We invite you to come. All Christians, come and praise him. Come and thank him. Come and thank him. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? What a God. What a God. What a God we serve. Won't you come? If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, you can know him tonight. You can know him tonight. You may be seated, heads bowed and eyes closed. Thank the Lord for the moving of his Holy Spirit. For these who have come to this altar. Oh, I hope you caught a glimpse of what, of how our God is. Because if you do, it will fill your soul. It will fill your soul with thanksgiving and praise to him. I'm going to ask Josh. Josh, would you lead us in this prayer about this altar?